about you and the music you want on 1230 KHAS.
High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Ed, good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS on the road with Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks get ready to take on Columbus SCOTUS in the 2016-2017 season opener here tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with new St. Cecilia girls basketball coach Greg Barron. Coach, ready to make your debut as a head coach. How are you feeling tonight?
Absolutely. You know, after 3 weeks of practice, you know, countless days in there, weights, films here. I think the girls are really excited. I mean, they're more excited or as excited as I am. So, yeah, everyone, we're ready to quit beating up each other and face somebody else.
You've been an assistant coach with the Kevin Asher on the boys' level for the past couple of years and now taking over for Tim Farmer here on the girls' level. What's the biggest change for you?
You know, in all honesty, I've been pretty blessed in both groups to have a really hardworking group on each side, and that's one thing I've been really impressed with. Other than that, you know, personnel-wise a little bit, it's obviously different, but, you know, that's kind of a fun aspect of it, too, trying to figure out what's going to make your team successful. Overall, I would say I'm really lucky as far as we have a really good competitive group, and that's really helped a lot in practice.
You take over a team that's not going to have a lot of experience back as far as for the season. How's that kind of hindered things?
Well, we are a young team. We actually do have three starters back, but they are our two seniors and our one junior on our team. So outside of that, there's a lot of unknowns. It's going to be interesting to see how our sophomore group adjusts at the start and how our freshman group kind of comes along as the year goes on. But you're right. It's going to be a little bit of a different product this year. It's just a different team, and that's okay, too. So we're excited to see how it's all going to be put together.
We saw a team last year that pressed a lot in the backcourt. What's your style? What do you like to do?
Well, we really don't have that type of team anymore, but I can promise we're going to be a tough man team. And we're going to mix things up a little bit here and there. But, you know, as far as, you know, technique, competing every possession, we're really going to be a team that works really hard. And that's going to be our calling card if we want to have success this year. And our schedule, and then C2 moving forward.
Let's talk about your basketball team a little bit. You mentioned the three seniors, probably the girls you're going to lean on the most here, especially beginning into the season here.
Yeah, Lucy is a three-year starter, I believe, and Claire is a two-year starter. Really, I've kind of leaned on them for some senior leadership. And we're fortunate to have that bridge between the previous years and what we have going on now. Cameron's another one that started last year in a handful of games before. So those two have a lot of experience, and I think that's really important for our younger kids to have and see that, how in practice you carry school, you carry yourself in some way. And then in the game, we're hoping they can kind of bring all of our younger kids up to speed here, you know, quicker than not. So very fortunate to have those three here, you know, very fortunate.
All right, now what about some of the younger kids that contribute to play a lot of minutes for you?
Last year, Lexi Vernon was one that got some playing time at the varsity level, and she's going to move into a starting role and be a big part of what we're doing here on a wing or even a post, too. Gracie Daly is going to be someone that's handling the ball a lot, and I think she's more ready for the task. She played a little bit of varsity action last year. And then Kate Langren's another sophomore that is going to be in there and kind of be our glue gal that's going to play a lot of different places and guard maybe one through four on the floor. So she's going to be a big part of that. Then we got a couple of freshmen, too, that we're hoping to get in the mix as well. We'll kind of see how they progress as the season goes.
We've had a farmer here for God knows how many years. You don't have one this year. So I guess the big thing that right off of the bat is do we have somebody to handle the ball that can handle backcourt pressure?
Well, we're certainly hoping so. I mean, if not, we're going to be in some trouble. But I think we got confidence in a you know, anywhere from three to four girls are going to fill that void. You know, obviously that's it's like I said, it's a different group than last year. You know, you don't have the one-man press break anymore. So it's going to be by committee, but it's going to be a kind of a part of who we are. We are definitely a we team. It's going to have to be relied on all five on the floor and all seven on the bench too. So it's going to look different, but yeah, it's going to be by committee. I mean, that's the way it's going to be here.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back and talk about the matchup with Columbus SCOTUS as our pregame show continues after this.
My grandfather was an orthopedic surgeon in Omaha, and He told me not to go into medicine, and my wife said that she would never marry a doctor, and so I went to be a PA. And one night called her, said I'm going to be home late, and she said, well, you should have just gone to medical school. So at that point, I went back through medical school. It's kind of what I've always wanted to do. One of the things that kind of attracted me to Mary Lanning, you see that they take good care of people. I've always wanted to practice in a smaller town, and Mary Lanning had all the qualities that we were searching for in our job and our location and where to raise our children. And I think Hastings was the perfect fit for us. This is where we were supposed to be.
I'm Brent Hood, orthopedic surgeon, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Back with HC St. Cecilia girls basketball coach Greg Barrett. We're on the road with the Hawkeyes tonight as they play in Columbus against SCOTUS. And this is always a kind of a murder weekend, Columbus, SCOTUS, and then Bishop Newman on Saturday. So you start the schedule with two tough opponents here this weekend.
Yeah, I know SCOTUS is a group that's been coming on the last couple of years. And they still kind of have a young group. They have a lot of juniors and sophomores on their varsity, but there's a group that has experience. And I expect this to be a really competitive game both ways. I mean, I just have that feel after kind of watching some film on them that they're a group that really, you know, gets after it. Defensively, they are very so aggressive, and offensively, they're kind of the same mode. They have some really nice pieces over there, so this is going to be a tough match. And then moving on to Saturday, you really don't have much of a turnaround. It's got one day to kind of prepare and look at some of the stuff for them. And Newman's just, you know, they're a different animal too. They're going to be in that talk at the end of the year in C1 as one of the better teams. You know, that's just kind of the pedigree they have. And I know Coach Simon's done a really nice job up there with them. So, like you said, it's going to be a tough couple of days, but it's good, too. It's a good barometer for us to see where we're at and move on from there.
Yeah, you start the season with a couple of Centennial Conference foes here. So I guess it's a good way to get started. You guys are kind of familiar with the styles that you're going to see this weekend.
Right, and get a couple of them out of the way early, too, right? So, it's good because we have a really tough schedule. And I know we sprinkle those Centennial Conference games in there with a Christian and Aquinas and a GICC as a rivalry game. So it's great to kind of sprinkle those in. And in all honesty, it just makes us a better team. I mean, at the end of the day, that makes us a better team. So I'm happy we do it. I'm really excited about the schedule we have as far as our opportunities to compete every night.
Now then, as far as you guys are concerned, naturally, what is the most important thing here tonight? But you just kind of prepare to start this season and be more concerned about what you guys are doing here tonight. Maybe have to make some adjustments on the fly tonight.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with us is we need to stay positive. We understand with a young group, adversity is going to happen. And I'm really curious to see how we're going to react when things don't go our way. And I think that's going to be the biggest testament of our senior leaders, us leading on them. If they really respond well to that, and our young group does too, I think we're going to have a lot of success this year.
All right, best luck tonight.
Thank you.
Greg Barrett, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Columbus SCOTUS tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Well, hi, again, everybody, and welcome to high school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS as we begin the 2016-2017 high school schedule here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're on the road with Hastings St. Cecilia's. The Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks get set to take on Columbus Scotus in the season opener here tonight. I'm Mike Well and call the play-by-play for you tonight. Good matchup, I think, in both the girls and boys games here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia kind of starting a new era here in the 2016. They got a brand new head coach, Greg Behrens, moving as the assistant coach of the boys basketball team. He takes over for Tim Farmer as he will guide the Hawkettes throughout the year. And for the first time since 2003, we don't have a Farmer anywhere on the basketball roster for Hastings St. Cecilia. So, like I said, it's going to be the beginning of a new era here for girls high school basketball at St. Cecilia. We'll see what Greg Behrens can do. The Hawkettes going to have a very successful season a year ago, making it into the state tournament. And the Hawkettes are preseason ranked number 3 in the Lincoln Journal Star preseason rankings in Class C2. They take on a team in Columbus Scotus that finished last year with a mark of 14 wins and 9 losses on the season. And the folks here at Scotus believe that this could be a team that makes some noise here throughout the season. So a tough opener for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Columbus Scotus and the Hawkettes. We mentioned it during the pregame show. St. Cecilia's second game of the year will be against a highly regarded Bishop Newman. That'll be on Saturday back at the championship. So like it has been for the last umpteen years, Hastings St. Cecilia opening up with a tough weekend on week number 1 of the high school basketball season with Columbus Scotus, and then Bishop Newman coming up on Saturday afternoon. Boys game is coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia, they're going to be preseason ranked number 1 in Class C2, taking out a very good Columbus Scotus team. They're preseason ranked as well, so that one is coming up. Starting time was supposed to be at 7 o'clock tonight. This one was supposed to get started at 5:30, and you always want to start the season with a overtime game in the junior varsity contest, and that's what we had earlier tonight. Columbus Scotus finally winning over Hastings St. Cecilia on a last-second shot at the buzzer as they beat the Hawkins in the junior varsity ball game by the score of 42-40. So that's the reason we're running a little bit behind, as this game was supposed to start at 5:30 tonight. We're going to get started here at about 5:50 or so, as we're still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here tonight in Columbus. The other two high schools also will be starting their seasons here tonight. In fact, they've got home games tonight. Hastings High will be taking on the Seward Blue Jays in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader up at the Tiger Gym. And the Adams Central Patriots, they draw a tough 1-2 to begin their season. They've got state-ranked Aurora. The boys team is among the top two or three teams in the Class B, as they are in town to take on Adams Central tonight in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader at the Patriot Gym. So plenty of high school basketball, not only in the city of Hastings, but around the state, as the winter sports teams swing into action here tonight across the state of Nebraska. Again, we're in Columbus. It's Columbus Scotus taking on Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Listen, college should introduce you to new ideas. It should open your mind to a world of possibilities. You can get access to real-world opportunities at Hastings College, where the world and you align. Find us at hastings.edu.
It's time to spruce up your wardrobe at the Build Your Wardrobe event at Gary Michaels Clothiers. Select any suit, sport coat, or blazer and take 30% off regular prices. Choose from fine manufacturers like Jack Victor, Austin Reed, Calvin Klein, and more. We can fit slim, modern, or traditional with same-day tailoring available. Purchase any two dress shirts, receive a tie free. Gary Michaels Clothiers also has gift cards. Shop our ladies department for specialty items in Brighton. Build your wardrobe at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS on the road. We're in Columbus tonight to kick off the high school basketball season here tonight. Plenty of basketball around the dial here tonight on our group of stations at River Radio. We're also in Kearney tonight for the season opener between
the Kearney Bearcats and Millard West. Again, Kearney opening up a brand new gym over there as they're taking on the Millard West tonight in a girls boys basketball doubleheader. We've got the action going on now at Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We've also got high school basketball on ESPN tonight. ESPN 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN. Kearney Catholic on the road playing at Beatrice. And the Nebraska women's basketball team, they're also in action tonight as they play in the Big Ten ACC Challenge tonight. The Huskers on the road playing at Virginia Tech. Pre-game show is now underway over on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5. Huskers and the Hokies will step it off shortly after 6 o'clock tonight. So you've got Nebraska basketball over on the Breeze and then high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR and also on ESPN Radio. Teams going through their final workouts here, pregame workouts as we get set for the starting lineups, and we'll have a play-by-play description tonight here in Columbus. Tomorrow night, we're also going to be on the road. We'll get our first look at the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow. Adams Central playing at Holdridge in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS, 5:45 for the pregame show tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, and 7:45 for the boys. That'll be Friday night. And then back with Hastings College basketball for you on Saturday. The Dort Defender is going to be in town to take on Hastings College. The Broncos winning twice last night over the Doan College Tigers. They're trying to continue their winning ways on Saturday. Dort will be in town. Early tip-off times, normally at 2 and 4 on Saturdays. We'll see the tip-off times at 1 and 3 o'clock this weekend as the Dort Defenders will be in town to take on Hastings College in the 12:45 for the pregame, 1 o'clock for the women's game, 3 o'clock for the guys. That'll be on Saturday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Gota is getting set to go in girls high school basketball action here tonight. We mentioned kind of a new era for St. Cecilia basketball. First time since 2003. The Farmers will be on the basketball floor here tonight. And not a whole lot of scoring returns from a season ago. They do have some players that played a lot of minutes last year. Back to Lucy Skokes. She'll be one of the main forces for Hastings St. Cecilia here this year. Cameron Kissinger played a lot a season ago. Claire Raspin. They're going to mix in with some youngsters who got some playing time as a freshman last year for head coach Tim Farmer. Gracie Daly, Lexi Verton going to play a little bit here. Kate Landgren, you'll see a lot of her. And then you're going to see some freshmen in the ballgame. Tori Thomas expected to see some playing time throughout the year. Natalie Kissinger and McKenna Asher all on the varsity roster for this 2016-2017 season. We'll take one more timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups here in this ballgame as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the five-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing as well as drug and alcohol screening. Visit them at PTSRHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Many talents and abilities, and have given us the desire to bring them to perfection. May our competition this evening bear witness to the fact that through discipline and practice, your gifts of grace have borne fruit. As we test ourselves against one another, let us be mindful of our unity through the sportsmanship and respect we give to one another. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, please remain standing and help us honor America by placing your right hand over your heart and join in singing the national anthem, which is played by the Scotus Pep Band under the direction of Mrs. Kristen Cox.
flag of the national anthem. We get set to go girls high school basketball here tonight, preceding the boys game, which is coming up a bit later on here tonight. 2016-2017 season opener, Columbus Scotus and Hastings Sixsasalia here tonight. Here's the way the Hawkettes will start in this initial ball game of the season. It'll be Gracie Daly in the starting lineup for head coach Greg Behrens. She's a 5'3" and sophomore. Lexi Burton also getting a start for St. Cecilia, 5'9" and sophomore. Claire Rasmussen, a 5'10" and senior. Also Cameron Kissinger, 5'7" and a junior. And Lucy Skoke, a 6'2" senior for Hastings St. Cecilia. Greg Behrens, the head coach for the Hawkettes. Columbus Scotus is going to start this way. It'll be Maggie Feehan, a 5'7" junior. Also, Bailey Lear, who's a 5'10" sophomore. Kendra Wheezy is a 5'5" junior. Jaden Taylor is a 5'10" junior. And Shania Butchers is a 6-foot junior. They are coached by Jared Ritter. Been around for the last few years. Columbus Scotus, they've got a couple of scorers from a season ago. Butcher, she averaged 5 points and about 7 rebounds per ball game. Marika Spencer, who's not in the starting lineup, she averaged 7 points and 5 rebounds from a season ago. Grace Wickham, who's not in the starting lineup, but on the bench, she averaged 3 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. This is a team that averaged 42 points per ball game on offense, and they give up 40.7 on defense a season ago. The Shamrocks, dressed in their green and white uniforms here tonight, shooting to our basket to our left. Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes, dressed in their blue uniforms with their white trim. So a good crowd on hand. The suits and opener for high school basketball here tonight. Jumping things up is going to be Bailey Lear for Scotus. Then there for St. Cecilia, Lucy Skoke, and the ball is in the air. The tip controlled by Scotus as they come into the forward court for the first time here. And St. Cecilia will start off with a man-to-man defense. Here's Borchers driving the baseline. She's cut off. 200 pass and it comes out on top. Dribbling with the ball out there is going to be Kendra Wheezy. And she brings it back out into a three-point territory on the wing. It's going to be Borchers. Hangs on the ball. Bounce pass comes inside again. Wheezy with a back to the basket. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. Now to Jaden Taylor. Takes it into the paint. There's a fake. Goes up with a shot. A push from behind. And St. Cecilia hit with a personal foul here in the opening possession of this ball game. Lexi Burton picking up the foul for the Hawkettes. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number one on St. Cecilia. This will be a shooting foul. This is going to be Jaden Taylor going to the free throw line down for the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus. So it's up on a Centennial Conference matchup here tonight to begin the season. As Taylor puts it up there and the shot is around the rim and falls off, no good. Taylor will have one more just underway here in Columbus tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus in girls high school basketball. Taylor will have one more shot here. She dips the knees, throws it up there. The shot is going to be short, no good. Rebound is loose. Taylor comes down with the rebound. Gets her own missed opportunity there. Columbus Scotus has got the ball still in their offensive end. This is going to be Bailey Lear. Takes it down to Wheezy and she drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball battle for it. Taken down now for St. Cecilia by Lucy Skoke. So the Hawkettes have the ball for the first time on this season. Lexi Burton has got it high left side. Comes out to Kissinger. Top of the key. Now right side. That's a Claire Rasmussen. Off to Gracie Daly. Out of the top of the circle. Lucy Skoke has got the ball. Skoke hangs onto it. Throws it to the left side. Now to a Cameron Kissinger. Bounce pass inside. The ball can be tipped away from Skoke. The scramble is on. Left side of the lane. The ball is going to be called. Arrow is going to be pointing in favor of the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia maintain control here. Here on the near sideline, running in front of the Shamrocks bench. Playing things in will be Burton for the Hawkettes. Lexi looking. Goes to Lucy Skoke right at the top of the three-point circle. Skoke comes across the top. There's a Claire Rasmussen. Back out to a Gracie Daly. Runs the offense. Goes over to the left side. Down Cameron Kissinger. Good defense here by Scotus. Ball game. Daly top of the key. Off right side now to Claire Rasmussen. Back out to Lexi Burton. St. Cecilia trying to pound the ball inside to Skoke. They can't get rid of the ball. There's one that's tipped away from Skoke, but it's recovered here by the Hawkettes. Rasmussen has got it. Now down on the baseline to Lucy Skoke. Out to Kissinger. Bombs away for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Maggie Feehan now for the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus. We're about 2 minutes into the ball game. No score here between the Shamrocks and the Hawkettes here. Driving with the basketball is going to be Bailey Lear. Takes it down to the baseline. Lear, 200 pass out on top. Now to Feehan. Ball high above her head for Scotus. Dribbles once. Goes back down in the corner. Pounds it inside. Now to Borchers. She's double teamed. Gets rid of it. Back out on top to Wheezy. Drives it down the lane. She can't get to the basket. Wheezy circles back around out here in the three-point territory. Now dribbles to the near side. The ball is going to be tipped away by Daly, but Wheezy picks her back up near the 10-second line. There's a pass to the near side, and it goes through a couple of players there. Taylor and Borchers were both over there, and they both watched it go right through them, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover number one on Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. 5:38 to play. First quarter, no score between the Hawkettes and the Shamrocks. Kissinger bounds away for three. Another shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Jaden Taylor for Columbus Scotus. Hustling back into the forecourt. A pass to Lear. She drives it toward the hoop. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lexi Burton of St. Cecilia. Burton gets it away. Now to a Gracie Daly. Runs her back the other way. Here's Claire Rasmussen. Now left side to Burton. Drives the ball into the paint. All the way to the basket. Her shot is up there at the end. Lexi Burton gets the first basket of the ball game. Could be a tribute question later on in the season. That's the first basket of the season for HC St. Cecilia. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 2-0. Hawkettes have the lead here in this ball game. Shamrocks come back with the ball. Bailey Lear has got it. She gets away from Scope. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Lucy Scope was guarding her outside the three-point line. Bailey Lear just drove around her down to the left side of the lane all the way to the basket, and she scores. 2-2 is the score here. Just underway at the Columbus Scotus. Here's Kissinger with the ball. Throws it to the left wing. Lexi Verdon out of Lucy Skoke. Comes over to a Gracie Daly. Back out to Skoke at the top of the key. Skoke moves it over here on the right side. That's a Claire Rasmussen. Rasmussen looking. Goes back to Skoke. Pulls once. Gives it up now to Verdon. She drives the ball to the basket for the second time, and she scores. Second field goal in the ball game there for Lexi Verdon. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 4-2 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. There's a Bailey Lear with the ball now. Free throw line extended left side. Back out into 3-point territory. Feehan has got it. Feehan down to Borchers. Back left side of the wing. That's going to be Bailey Lear. Bounce pass down to Feehan. Entry pass inside to Borchers. Puts up a shot off the window. No good. And she's fouled into play. Borchers is fouled into play there by the Hawkettes. Is going to go on to Claire Rasmussen. Rasmussen picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two on St. Cecilia. Janaea Borcher is going to the free throw line here for Scotus, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Borcher, she averaged 5 points and 7 rebounds per game a season ago. Going out of the ball game now is going to be Feehan. She checks out. Abby Zuha checking into the ball game now for the Shamrocks. Second free throw is up there and in. So now we are tied up at 4 points apiece early. Hawkins have the ball tipped away there from Gracie Daly. They just say we'll play things in deep in the corner back here. In backcourt, Lexi Verdon will get things in. To Gracie Daly races the ball back in the offensive zone. Now to a Verdon. It's a man-to-man defense here for the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus. Daly has got the ball on the wing on the left side. Bombs it inside down to Lucy Skoke. Spins, put up a shot, no good. Rebound, Skoke, and she is tied up in the play. Great job there by Skotis. That was a Kendra Wiese tying her up there for the Shamrocks. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Columbus Skotis. So Shamrocks now have a chance to pull ahead here. We're tied up at 4 points apiece early in this ball game. 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Skotis High School here tonight. There's a Scotus with the ball. Borchers has got it now over to Wheezy. Her shot for three from the left side. No good. Long rebound. It's into the St. Cecilia bench, and it's going to be Hawkette basketball. Giving chase was Verdon for Hastings St. Cecilia, but she couldn't get there. Coming to the ball game now for Columbus Scotus. We're going to see Grace Wickham coming into the ball game. Here comes Marika Spencer into the contest. Both of those girls played quite a bit last year. Wickham averaged 3.6 points per ball game. Spencer averaged 7.6 for the Shamrocks, who were 14-9 a season ago. There's a Gracie Daly for three. Her shot's way off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It is picked up here by Scotus. The scramble is on, and the Shamrocks save it. Here they come back the other way. This is going to be Zuha with the ball. Her pass in the lane is going to be deflected. There's a shot taken there. It's a no good by Spencer, but a foul is going to be called. Spencer right in front of the basket. Foul and a play there by Skoke of St. Cecilia. Lucy picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Hawkettes. Going to the free throw line here for Columbus Scotus is going to be Spencer, Marika Spencer, throwing up the shot. First one is going to be missed, no good. She'll get one more. Scotus dressed in their green and white uniforms here tonight. St. Cecilia in the blue and whites on the road. As a Spencer will have one more. Toes the mark, puts it up there, shot good. Scotus has already shot six free throws in the first quarter. They're three out of six free throws. Scotus has their first lead of the ball game at 5-4 with 2:41 to play here in the first. Gracie Daly with the ball. As St. Cecilia works with it, here's Lexi Verton. Verton trying to drive it, throws it down in the corner. Gets it back out to Gracie Daly. Now across the top to Kate Landgren, who's in the ball game for the Hawkettes. The Verton back out on top to Daly. Her pass inside is going to be deflected away. Deflected away from Tori Thomas. It's a turnover on St. Cecilia, their first one in the ball game. Here comes the Scotus back with the ball. Back outside, the three-point arc is going to be Feehan. This is green. Get to the Zuha. Entry pass inside to Lear. Shot it up there and in. Bailey Lear scoring there for Columbus Scotus. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got four. Scotus now with a 7-4 lead over the Hawkettes. Now the ball is back into the forecourt. That was a Marika Spencer over there tipping the ball away from the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia will play things in. 1:57 left here in the first quarter. 7-4. St. Cecilia trailing. There's a Landgren, a three-pointer, put up there no good from the corner. The ball is loose. It's picked up again by the Hawkettes. Landgren out to Alexi Verton. Now back outside the ring to Kissinger. The shot's out up there. That's McKenna Asher scoring there on a three-pointer. McKenna Asher into the ball game now. She cans a three from just to the left of the circle. Now it's 7 points apiece. There's a lob pass in the lane. It's going to be over the head of everybody. Gracie Daly picks in for St. Cecilia. Daly back at the other way. Wanted to pull the trigger at the top of the key and did not. Alexi Verton now inside to a Tori Thomas. Back to Asher. She drives the baseline here. St. Cecilia throws it up to Verton. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. Follow shot. No good. Misses one wide open underneath the basket. And a rebound comes down to Bailey Lear. We're tied up at 7 points apiece, approaching 1 minute to play here in this first quarter. St. Cecilia working in a man-to-man defense here. Bailey Lear has got a free throw line extended left side down to a Wickham. Wickham picked up by Daly. They lob it inside now to Spencer. And her shot is up there and in. Marika Spencer is scoring. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 9-7 is the score now. Asher with the ball goes over to a Verton on the wing. Now for the key. That's going to be Landgren fakes. Can't drive it inside. Gracie Daly has got it now to Asher. Top of the key. Landgren has got it now to Gracie Daly. Free throw line extended left side. Out on top to Lexi Verton, drives it down the right side of the lane, and she's going to be bumped, and a foul is going to be called here. Abby Zuha picks up the personal foul for Columbus Scotus. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team number one on the Shamrocks. And here come the original starters back in there now for the Hawkeye. We're going to see Lucy Scope come in there. Also, Claire Rasmussen come back into the ball game. St. Cecilia will inbound from underneath their own basket. Skoke has got the ball. Out to Kissinger, the Landgren, the Lucy Skoke. Now down in the corner, that's Claire Rasmussen. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-7. Here late in quarter number one. There's a Claire Rasmussen at the top of the key. Goes over to Gracie Daly. Two-way pass back on top. Kissinger for three. Shot no good. Rebound in the lane there by Taylor. Taylor has got it the near sideline out of Wickham. Wickham hustles into the forecourt to Taylor for three. Shot is up there, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter to play. First quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball action from Columbus. The score after one, it's Columbus Scotus 9, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, direct TV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign.
Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our insurance attorney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. 9-7 is the score. Hastings Saints is a trailing scorers here to begin the second quarter. Hawkins get the ball inside out of Lucy Skoke, and she can be fouled into play. Foul is going to go on Kendra Wheezy. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number two. The Shamrocks here in this first half, non-shooting situation. So Saints say will play things in. Hawkins are down by 2 points. Racy Daly with the ball back outside the ring. There's Claire Rasmussen. Rasmussen, they get it away to Kissinger. Kissinger now to Landgren at the free throw line. Gets it up here to Gracie Daly. Now to Lucy Skoke. Got to Kissinger again. Left side to a Landgren. Dribble penetration. Stops at the elbow. Ball swatted away. Picks her back up. Goes out to Rasmussen. Down to Gracie Daly. Good defense here by the Shamrocks. Landgren with the ball. Bounce pass inside to Lucy Skoke. Dribbles once. Goes over to Gracie Daly. Entry pass to Skoke. With her back to the basket. Now wheels in the lane. Puts a move on. Forces up a shot. It's knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds. Well, there's no doubt what St. Cecilia wants to do, and that's to find Lucy Skoke inside. Skoke, 6'2" and a senior. Why not? But right now, Skoke is smothering her inside the lane there. St. Cecilia is going to have to get some outside shooting down here to loosen up this defense a little bit. There's a Cameron Kissinger with the ball. Now to Skoke at the elbow left side. Comes over here to Rasmussen. She'll take the three-pointer. Shot no good. Way off the mark. Rebound comes down here to Borchers for Columbus. Skoke running back the other way to Taylor. Near sideline down to Feehan. Works it back inside. Borchers and shots up and in. So now Borchers scoring there. Now it's an 11-7 ball game. Columbus Scotus is out on top. A four-point lead. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Shooting to our basket to our right. Daly goes over to Kissinger. Now back outside the ring. Landgren. The free throw line extended left side. There's Gracie Daly with it now to Lucy Skoke, top of the key, traveling violation as she tries to drive the ball to the hole. That's going to be turnover number two on Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkins in the first quarter hitting only 3 out of their first 10 shots for 30%. Skotus was 3 out of 7 for 43%. St. Cecilia on the three-pointers, 1 out of 6 in the first quarter for 17%. Skotus was 0 out of 3. Rebounds are tied at 5 rebounds apiece. There's a shot taken there by Bailey Lear just to the right of the basket. There's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Skoke of St. Cecilia. Now to Lexi Verton. Lexi Verton comes over here on the right side to a Cameron Kissinger. Ball high above her head. Now to a Landgren. Top of the key. Claire Rasmussen. Now to Lexi Verton. Cross court pass comes to a Landgren. Back outside the ring. Top of the key. A three-pointer put up there and in. Lexi Verton. Lexi Verton has got 7 out of the 10 points here for St. Cecilia. McKenna Asher has got the other 3, and the Hawkins are down by a point now, 11-10 here in the second quarter. There's Borchers with the ball down in the baseline on the right side. Can't drive it toward the goal. Pass comes out to Bailey Lear. Free throw line extended right side. Lear hanging onto it. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles against Landgren. Goes for the hole. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Lucy Skoke. Skoke now to Burton. Here come the Hawkins. A chance to pull ahead here with a successful field goal. Left side of the wing is going to be a Kate Landgren. Now to Kissinger. To Claire Rasmussen. To Verton. Now back out on top again to Landgren. Swings the left side to Skoke. Entry pass tipped away from Rasmussen out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there for Columbus Scotus is Maggie Feehan. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath the own basket. And we have got a timeout here from Columbus Scotus. Our timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. A lot more after this.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight. Columbus scores with a one-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 11-10 is the score. Hawkins have it here. Lexi Burton driving the ball to the basket. Now she loses control of it underneath the basket and a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their third here in the first half. Skoda's back with the ball, back in their offensive zone. As they dribble it here to the near side, that's going to be a Wheezy with it now. Bounce pass comes inside to Bailey Lear. 1 foot in the lane, 1 foot outside the lane, and now a 3 second violation. Yeah, Lear was trapped in there. She had her 1 foot in the lane, the other one just outside the lane, and a 3 second violation called there on the Shamrocks. That's going to be the third turnover on Columbus. Skoda, CC St. Cecilia back the ball with a chance to pull ahead here. 11-10 is the score. Shamrocks have the lead. Verton bounce pass tipped away there from Claire Rasmussen. The ball is knocked out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline. And the other two Hastings schools also opening up their seasons here tonight. Adams Central is at home to play two games against the Aurora Huskies. Hastings High is up with the Tiger Gym, the Jungle, as they get sent to take on the Seward Blue Jays in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. We've got two here tonight in Columbus between the Shamrocks and the Hawkins and Blue Hawks. 11-10, we're in the second quarter of play. St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. That's a scope, drives the baseline toward the goal, puts it up there, shot no good, but she's hammered on the arm. Tania Borcher is picking up the personal foul for Columbus Scotus. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number three. Team foul number three on Columbus Scotus. This will be a shooting situation, though, as Lucy Scope goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. That's the first made free throw of the night for the Hawkettes. And we are tied up at 11 points apiece. Lucy Skoke will have one more, trying to give the Hawkins the lead. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. 12-11 now. Hastings St. Cecilia scored the last 5 points of the ballgame. Hawkins preseason ranked number three in the Lincoln Journal Star this morning. In Class C2, there's a Borchers with the ball on the far sideline. She's double-teamed, now gets the ball away. Zuha drives it, gets it out on the baseline to Wheezy. Her shot is good, and she's fouling the play. Fouling the play there by Luce. The basket is not going to count. Wheezy is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Kendra Wheezy, who has not scored, goes in the free throw line here. And her shot is up there. It's going to be off the line for good. She averaged 3.4 points per ball game a season ago. Borcher is back into the ball game for Scotus. Sitting down now for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Lucy. Wheezy will have one more shot. Is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. McKenna Asher back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. The far sideline is going to be Kissinger. Hangs on to the ball. Comes out to Alexi Verton. Top of the key. Now to Asher. Asher gives it down to Haley. Haley with the ball high above her head. Looking, comes out now to a Cameron Kissinger. Out here in three-point territory. Kissinger dribbles once, goes over to Daly. Entry pass inside to Verton. Bounces off of a defender. Comes back out to Daly, now to Asher. Right sideline now is going to be Cameron Kissinger. They just throw the ball around the perimeter, looking for somebody to break loose inside. There's Kissinger. Her three is up there, no good. Got an offensive rebound, the other Rasmussen. Now to Asher, down in the corner. Asher works the ball inside to Kissinger. She drives for the rack. Her shot is up there, is no good. Rebound comes down to a Columbus Scotus. It's a 12-12 ball game here. Columbus Scotus and Hastings St. Cecilia locked up. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected. Wheezy picks it back up. Goes over on the wing now on the right side. Is a Hawkins at a man-to-man defense here. This is going to be a Grace Wickham with the ball. Comes cross court here to Wheezy, and she's gone for the steps. Four turnovers. Columbus Scotus. Head of the ball game is Marika Spencer. She comes in. Borchers will check out. If you're just joining us, this ball game got started late tonight. First game of the year, we've got an overtime game, the junior varsity contest for the girls, and Columbus Scotus was able to beat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight at the buzzer in the first overtime, 42-40. 12-12 is the score here. There's a ball that's going to be lobbed inside to Asher, and she's fouled in the play. Asher going to the free throw line here. She's fouled there by Scotus. Personal foul is going to be called on Grace Wickham. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number four. That's team foul number four on Columbus Scotus. McKenna Asher to the free throw line now for the Hawkins. Her shot is up there. It's good. McKenna Asher, 5'10" freshman. Seeing the play, it's a playing time here in this first ball game of the season. She scored 4 points here for the Hawkettes. That gives St. Cecilia the lead, 13-12. McKenna Asher will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Spencer. Rika Spencer pulls down the board for Columbus Scotus. Here come the Shamrocks. Bailey Lear has got it now. From the near sideline, free throw line extended. Lear looking. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Lobs it over to Weezy. Weezy with her first field of the game, a three-pointer. And that is a Shamrocks the advantage. 15-13 is the score now with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Lexi is over to Daly. Daly pulls the ball back out to Asher. Now left side to Lexi Burton. They were going to for the Hawkettes. Driving the ball down the right side of the goal. Her shot is good. Lexi Burton having a great success getting the ball to the basket here tonight. He's got 9 points here in this first half. And we're tied up now at 15 points apiece. The girls' high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. The first game of two as we kick off the season here tonight. There's a shot from the baseline. No good by Lear. Now we got a foul call on the rebound as a Spencer took a dive there for Columbus Scotus. A personal foul is going to be called here on Tori Thomas of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number five in the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will stay here on defense. Columbus Scotus bound the ball. Baseline left side and thrown basket. Tied up at 15 points apiece with a minute and 41 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Weezy works the ball inside. There's a shot taken there. No good by Spencer. Rebound comes down to Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Gets it away now to Gracie Daly. Hustles into the forecourt to Burton. Burton, two-handed pass out on top. Now to Kissinger. Back to Burton on the far side. Burton inside to Tori Thomas. Kicked out to Asher. Asher on the double take to the hole. Shot good. McKenna Asher now has 6 points in the ball game here for St. Cecilia. It's now a 19-15 ball game. A two-point lead here for the Hawkettes. Left side, Kendra Weezy has got the ball. Weezy comes out between this Grace Wickham. Puts it on the floor, dribbles down the baseline. There's a bounce pass inside. The shot is up there and in. Marika Spencer is scoring there. Nice pass by Wickham. She gets the assist. That's a 17-17 ball game now. We're tied up here in this second quarter of play. Hawkettes back with the ball. Lexi Burton's going to bounce back down low. Rebound taken there by Thomas. It's over the goal. No good. Rebound comes down here to Kendra Weezy. Weezy hustles back the other way. Pass down in the corner. Bailey Lear feeds it inside down to Spencer. Shot partially deflected, and now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. The foul here is going to go on. It's going to be on Spencer. That's going to be her first personal foul. So she misses a shot. And she's whistled for a rebounding foul there. So Spencer's first foul of the ball game. Team foul number five on the Shamrocks here in this first half. Hastings Saints is back with the ball now. 28.6 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter. Saints is back with the ball. Gracie Daly moves it to the far sideline to Landgren. Landgren back. Pass out to Burton. Asher. Asher moves it. The back inside is over the head around the bounce. Number four on the Hawkins here in this first half of play. That was 13.9 seconds to play. Columbus Scotus will come back the other direction. Scotus has got the ball across that 10-second line. This is going to be a Weezy. She finds a seam, takes it to the basket, and misses the layup. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Daly. Daly gets it into the forecourt to Burton. Her shot is off of the glass. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play here. Basketball action. We got 17 points in our first game of two here tonight. We'll take a break in halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia 17. Bonus 17. You're listening to high school basketball on 30 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus were tied up at 17 points apiece here at halftime. Neither team able to go on a run here in the first half. It was 9-7 at the end of one in favor of Columbus Scotus. The biggest lead in this ballgame was 4 points. Scotus had an 11-7 lead early in the second quarter. St. Cecilia is led by a couple of times by 1 or 2 points, but right now a tight ball game. 17-17, Columbus Scotus and Hastings St. Cecilia deadlocked here at halftime. Checking the scoring here in the first half, being led by Marika Spencer off of the bench. Spencer has hit a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 5 points. Bailey Lear has got a couple of field goals for 4. Kendra Wheezy has got a 3-pointer, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Zanea Borchers has got 4 points as well. She's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jaden Taylor, she is 0 of 2 from the stripe. Columbus Scotus, 4 out of 8 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Hastings St. Cecilia being led so far by Lexi Verton. She has got 9 points in the ballgame. Burton has hit 1 3-pointer. She got 3 2-point field goals, so she's leading the way so far for the Hawks with 9 points. McKenna Asher is next. She has got 6 points in the ball game. McKenna has hit a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 6, and the only other person to score has been Lucy Scope for the Hawks. Knocked down a couple of free throws and attempts. So Lexi Burton is at 9 with 6, and Lucy Stork has got 2. That's up to 17, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia is 17, and Columbus 7. We'll come back. Some more numbers to pass along to you at halftime as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Wind and rain can cause real damage to an old roof, but when you replace it with Tamco Heritage Series shingles, you can look forward to something else, peace of mind. That's because Tamco offers a complete roof solution with the shingle styles and colors you want, plus the coverage you need, a limited warranty that offers the longest upfront protection available.
For more information, stop by Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein or check them out online at squaredeal.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, along with the statistician Dean Shaw, we're on the road here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus in the first game of the high school basketball season here tonight in this girls-boys basketball double. is the score. Break checking the shooting numbers here in this first half. St. Cecilia hitting 35% from the field. Hawkeye 6 out of 17 for 35%. Columbus Scotus 6 out of 15 for 40%. The Hawkeyes just 2 out of 9 from 3-point territory. That's 2%. Columbus Scotus 1 out of 4 from beyond the 4%. For the free throw line, St. Cecilia has hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line so far. That's 75%. And the Shamrocks 4 out of 8 for 50%. Rebounds right now, 10 apiece. St. Cecilia, 3 offensive rebounds in this defense. Columbus Scotus has got 2 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Offensive have turned over so all game. Columbus, they've got 3 turnovers so far. To say, well, no steals in the ball game yet. Columbus Scotus has got 2. And nobody's got a block shot so far here in the contest. So, 2 evenly matched baskets so far. 17-17 is the score between Columbus Scotus and Hastings St. Cecilia here at the break. Again, there's another basketball going on in the city of Hastings tonight. Adams Central starting their season. Cecilia starting there in Columbus, and Hastings High starting their season tonight. Boys, girls, doubleheader at the east side here. Hastings High, they're welcoming in the Seward Blue Jays tonight for a couple of ball games. The Adams Central Patriots, they will have Huskies. Action is underway at both of those facilities here tonight. We'll get our first look at the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow night as Adams Central will be on the road playing at Holdridge. Airtime night here on 1230 KHIS will be at 5:45. Girls game will go at 6. But the boys about 7:45 tomorrow night. So that's coverage for you here on 1230 KHIS. The Nebraska women's basketball team, they're in action. Huskers playing the ACC 10 Challenge. They're playing at Virginia Tech. The ball game got started at 6 o'clock tonight against the coverage over on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5 as the Huskers take on the Hokies of Virginia Tech. We're at halftime. Girls high school basketball action here tonight in Columbus. We'll take a timeout. We've got the third quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Connie.
And we're New View Real Estate. New View Real Estate is so much more than just an ordinary real estate company. What's the difference between New View Real Estate and a traditional realtor? We are full service for less. We can sell your home for $29.95 plus 3%, keeping more money in your pocket. And we can also find you the home of your dreams. Our family team spirit makes it all about you and your needs. Contact us today or online at newviewofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online, www.PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance and Company Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Erica Spencer leading the way for Columbus Scotus so far. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. Meanwhile, for Hastings St. Cecilia, you're getting 9 points so far from Steve Burton. The Hawkins under first head coach Greg Behrens. Sending the truth out here to begin this second half of play.
Here comes Tacoma Schools. Shamrocks had a 9-7 lead over St. Cecilia after the first quarter. St. Cecilia outscoring Scotus 10-8 in the second period, so we're tied up at 17. Scotus will have the opening possession here of the second half. We'll go to our basket to our right. Scotus has the ball here. This is going to be a wheezy ball on the lane or shot off the window. It's going to be too hard. No good. Rebound Scotus. He's going to be fouled in play. Personal foul called there on the Butchers. That's going to be a second personal foul. Team foul number one on Scotus here in this second half of play. Seems to say he comes back. Here's a Gracie Daly with the ball to Kissinger. Bounce pass inside goes to Scope. Kicks her back out here to Kissinger. Left side of the lane. 200 pass out on top for Rasmussen. Daly dribbles to the top of the circle. Gives it away now to Kissinger. Cross court pass goes over to Burton. Out of Claire Rasmussen. Out to Daly. Daly dribbles Burton to the right side. Hands the ball away to Rasmussen. Rasmussen to Scope. Back out again. You see Daly. Over here to Kissinger, down in the corner. Driving the baseline is Lucy Scope. Throws it down in the opposite corner. It's right to the defense. Gracie Daly out of bounds. Not a pass there, not a whole lot of result. Five turnovers now on the Hawkettes here in the ball game. We're tied up at 17 points apiece. We are in the third quarter here from Columbus Scotus High School. Beginning of the season here tonight. There's a Billy Lear with the ball. Takes a little jumper up there. Maggie Feehan standing there for Columbus Scotus. A little 7th right baseline. There's a ball tipped out of bounds here by Scotus. Wheezy getting her hands out there for the Shamrocks. St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. 19-17 is the score now. Columbus Scotus with the lead. On the left side, here's a long range jumper by Burton. It's up there and in. Lexi Burton has been on fire here tonight. She's 12 here. He sees it. Yeah. Now Shamrock's coming back quickly with the ball, driving the ball into the hole there. She's going to play. Scotus is coming to play here. That's going to go on Lucy Scope. He's got three here in the third quarter. It was still 6 minutes and 35 seconds to play. McKenna Asher comes back into the ball game to replace her. Jaden Taylor, free throw line. That's a 3-point play. She is zipped for two from the free throw line here tonight. Taylor taking a deep breath, looks up there, throws it up, and it's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkins trailing in the ball game now by a score of 120. And this one, there's a Burton with the ball. Burton comes to Kissinger. Not Asher. Over here to Gracie Daly. Pass goes inside to Asher. Drives the ball in the hole. Shot is up there and in. 9 points per game. Against Cecilia Wise. Taylor off the short right baseline. A shot, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, but it was lost off of the fingertips of a Hawkett down there. As Jimmy Columbus goes inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 22-21. Hawkett's with a 1-point lead in girls high school basketball. Taylor with the ball, looking to penetrate, gives it up, throws it down in the corner. Actually, Lear driving the baseline toward the goal. A shot off there, no good, but she's hammered on the play as Lear goes tumbling down. Foul's going to be called on Daly. Gracie Daly picks up the personal foul. So it's 22-21. Running the free throw line is going to be a Bailey Lear. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Lear will have one more. Now we're tied up at 22 points apiece. Lear's second shot is up there. It's going to be good. So that gives Scotus the advantage, 23-22. Facing St. Cecilia back with the ball here with 5:49 seconds to play here in the second period. Lucy Skoke, rather, that's Asher with the ball. Now comes Crawford over here on the left side. Cameron Kissinger's got it, works it in to Rasmussen. Back outside the ring, Lexi Burton drives it in the lane. And she's going to call for an offensive charging foul. Burton driving the ball down the hole around in there. And an offensive charging foul is going to be called here on Lexi Burton. That's going to be her second personal foul. Burton comes out of the ball game now, coming into the contest. And that's going to be the third personal foul on Burton.
So now Lucy Skoke and Verdon with three personal fouls apiece. Skoke comes back with the ball. 23-22 is the score. Here's Taylor with the ball. Bounce pass down low. They get it to Lear. Bailey Lear with her back to the back. Now she trapped along baseline. Lear bounce pass to Borchers. Just inside the three-point arc. Back out top of the key. Feehan throws up a three. Her shot can be off of the ball. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. 5:06 to play here in the third quarter. 23-22. Facing St. Cecilia. Down by a point. Hawkins come back. Casey Daly. Into the offensive zone around the screen. And now Asher is going to be hit with a personal foul. Asher came up to set the screen. Maggie Feehan ran right into her. And the offensive foul is called there on Asher. That's going to be her first personal foul. Turnover in the Hawkins. They're sixth in the ball game. 23-22. Skotas has the basketball here on the left side. As they work with it now against the Hawkett man-to-man defense, Bailey Lear on the dribble, moves it to the free throw line. Now right side to Wheezy, inside to Taylor, shot no good. Borchers with the rebound, goes back, her shot no good. Rebound Taylor, and the foul is called. That's going to go on to Claire Rasmussen. She picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four in the Hawkettes here in this third quarter of play. We're down to 4 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Facing St. Cecilia, trailing by a score of 23-22. Skotas with the ball back out here. Here's a Kendra Wheezy pass on the baseline, left side to Taylor. Working down there, the shot's going to be blocked down by Asher. The ball recovered here by Gracie Daly. Daly gets it away to Asher, brings it back to Daly. There come the Hawks with a pull ahead here. To Kate Landgren, free throw line extended right side, top of the key now. Cameron Kissinger out of Landgren on the wing. A pass deflected, it's into the backcourt. The scramble is on, picked up Gracie Daly. Daly has got it for the Hawkettes into the forecourt now to Claire Rasmussen. Rasmussen is over here on the left side to Kissinger. Top of the circle, Gracie Daly for three. Shots too strong, no good. Rebound comes down here to a Bailey Lear. Lear gets it in the hand of Wheezy as they hustle in the forecourt. Now 3:50 to play. Here in the third quarter, 23-22. Shamrocks have the lead. Couple scores with the ball in their offensive zone. They got it deep in a corner. Borchers drives it toward the goal. Shot blocked. Asher, that's her second block of the ball game. Ball is loose. Landgren had it. She lost it. Scramble is on. It's picked up here. Here's a Taylor. Her shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound Lear and a follow shot. Good. Bailey Lear is scoring there. It's a 25-22. Shamrocks out of the lead. Head coach Greg Barrett wants to call a timeout for the Hawkettes. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. We'll have more after this.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
1230 KHAS.
Jordan High School. They see the paper. Shamrock Dam lead. 22 we're in the third quarter. Boys game is coming next. Thing got started a little bit later than anticipated. It was a 5:30 and 7 o'clock start for the two ball games there tonight. The girls' junior varsity went into overtime, running about 20 minutes behind. So, St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here. Line for Asher in the corner. There's Kissinger. No guy drives the baseline, puts coming for the ball game. And to say it back to within 125-24 is the score now. The third glass. We drive it as a chip loose. Look at the land. There's
to a Borges. Crossing pass goes over to Bailey Weir. Bailey Weir turns at the elbow, drives it to the line. The ball's going to be stuck away. Picked up by Gracie Haley. Over there, Columbus. Santos has the lead now. 27-29 is a score. 15 is the ball. Columbus is. Bailey Weir is at it. Bailey Weir holding the ball. Drives it. Asher gets the ball away. The ball is loose on the inside. And now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on the Butchers of Columbus Notice. That's a third personal foul. Time to go to be Hastings St. Cecilia behind the ball. Hawkins, the 2-point lead is 27-25. Gracie Daly with the ball comes here to Kissinger. Alan Grimm tries it on the right side of the lane, and she is, I mean, she falls out of the traveling violation on the Hawkins. That's going to be seven. That's going to be seven turnovers now on Hastings St. Cecilia. Check the ball down to the side of the lane. It's all down. And here comes Scotus back with the basketball. It's a 27-25 ball game. Hawkins have the lead. Abby Zuha is into the ball game now. Zuha comes out to a Wickham as they work with it now. Left side of the lane. That's going to be Kendra Wheezy. Wheezy now to a Wickham. Picked up there by Williams. So you're now going to have an offensive foul. An offensive foul called here on the Columbus Scotus. That's going to go on Kendra Wheezy. That's going to be her second personal foul. Wheezy picks up her second, so an offensive foul away from the action, and St. Cecilia with a chance to increase their lead here. 27-25 is the score. Hawkins back with the ball. Gracie Daly has gotten out of Asher. He's on the right side to a Kate Landgren. Back out to Daly, top of the key. Now left side of the wing. That's a Kissinger. Kissinger picked up there by Wheezy of Columbus Scotus. Daly goes over to the right out of Landgren. Little ball fake. Tries to drive it. Loses control. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Landgren. That's going to be eight turnovers now, and Hastings St. Cecilia. 59 seconds to play here in the second quarter, actually the third quarter. Hawkins having a two-point advantage. Columbus Scotus comes back with the ball. That's Taylor. Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline. Picked up there by Asher defensively for the Hawkins. Taylor drives the ball, gets it up. Far sideline out of Wheezy. Dribbles to the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Now to Wickham. Lobs the ball inside. Grabbing it, shooting, and scoring is Spencer. Marika Spencer is scoring there. She's got 7 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 27 points apiece. St. Cecilia comes back with the basketball. Kate Landgren comes over here to Kissinger. On the wing on the left side. Back out now to Claire Rasmussen to Daly. Entry passes off to the fingertips of Asher, but a foul is called. Personal foul is going to be whistled here. It's going to go on to Spencer. That's going to be her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number four on the Scotus Shamrocks. In this second half, non-shooting situation, it's going to be St. Cecilia bounding the ball. Baseline left side, our new thrown basket. Daly gets it to Rasmussen. The ball ripped away from her. Asher picks it back up. She has the ball taken away here by Spencer. So a turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Here come the Shamrocks now with a chance to grab the lead. 10 seconds to play. There's a long pass inside. It's going to be over the head of Spencer out of bounds, but it was tipped out of bounds there by St. Cecilia's Kissinger. And now Scotus will inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. With 5.1 seconds to play. They'll get things in. Taylor has the ball swatted away from her. It's picked up by Daly. Daly has got it for St. Cecilia. She loses control of the ball. Picked up by Zuha. First shot at the buzzer is going to be no good. So that's the end of the third quarter. We haven't decided anything yet. Each team scoring 10 points there in the third quarter. We'll take a break. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 27 and the Columbus Scotus 27. Listen, high school basketball in 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
No one buys a gift to keep. They buy a gift to give. And you know what? It is the thought that counts. At Bob Sass Flowers, we've put a lot of thought into the kinds of unique items people love to give others. As a result, gifts from Bob Sass Flowers shine through with meaning as well as unique quality. This is Amy from Bob Sass Flowers, and we continue to treasure our flowers, and we've added even more gifts, symbols of love for you and yours. Real people, real love. Flowers and gifts from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
At the girls junior varsity game went to overtime here tonight. Varsity game is tied 7 as we start the fourth quarter. There's a shot taken by Lucy Stoke, who's back in the ball game. It's really no good. Bouncing out of there by a score is back into the fourth quarter. So we're tied up at 27 points apiece as we start this fourth quarter of play. Stoke has got the ball straight to our basket to our right. Here's a Wickham with it now. Wickham out to Feehan is in the ball game now. See, entry pass to get it inside down to Wickham. Can't go up the shot. Bounce pass, top of the key. Lear has got moves it down in the corner. Now back out on top of Wheezy. Drives it down the lane. Third shot at the window. Good. 29-27 is the score now. Columbus Scotus has got a 2-point lead. Hawkins come back with the basketball. Lexi Burton on the wing on the right side. Lobs it into Scopes. Scopes pass is going to be tipped. It is loose on the baseline. It's picked up there by Spencer. Turnover number 10 on the Hawkins, and Columbus Scotus has got the ball at a 2-point lead. 6:55 to play. There's a steal now by Asher. Asher takes it away in midcourt, drives it down the lane. Shot good, and she's fouled the play. But Ken Asher, just a freshman for St. Cecilia, has got 12 points in the basketball game. And also go to the free throw line here. Asher goes to the free throw line here. He's already 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Personal foul goes to Wickham. That's going to be your second personal. Ash shot to the line. Her shot is up there. The shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down by St. Cecilia's Burton. So the drive down to Scope. 10-footer. In and out. No good. Down loose on the baseline. Asher steals the ball away. Shoots and scores. Sotis had it in their hands, and Asher just ripped it out and scores. She's got 14. And St. Cecilia's out on top now. Score of 30-29. Here's the Scotus of the ball. Bailey Lear has got it. Bailey Lear gets it to Borchers. Right behind the 3-point circle. Now to Wheezy. Wheezy dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Borchers. Borchers comes back out to a Wickham. Bombs away for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Lucy. Stoke has got it now to a Grady Daly down the near sideline. They get it to Kissinger. Inside to Asher. And her shot is up and in. McKenna Asher now with 16 in the ball game, and now Scotus calls a timeout. Columbus Scotus calls a timeout. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. It's at 4 points. We'll take a break. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 5:57 in the fourth quarter. Cecilia 33. Columbus Scotus 20.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings with the lead. 3-9. Let's go to the Hawkins again. Preseason number 3. They're looking just to fall this morning. I see you. After their couple of runs in the state tournament the past couple of years. Brand new head coach, brand new era. With Greg Barron as the head man now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 33-29 is the score. Hawkins with the lead here in their season opener on the road. There's a Scotus with the ball. They're off the bench.
They get it out here to Feehan, who's back into the ballgame. Maggie Feehan for Columbus Scotus. Bailey Lear. St. Cecilia still in a man-to-man defense. Lear out here in three-point territory. Now she puts the floor. Doubles it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes. We got a foul before the shot. The shot went down. But they will be a foul here. Called on to St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Burton. Actually, Burton just picked up her fourth personal foul. Way so far, she got 6 points in the game. She's got 12. Burton is going to check now with a personal. Burton comes back. It's got Columbus just inbound the ball. Big side basket. Feehan looking to trigger things in with a 5 second violation. Nice. Station Feehan going to throw to turnover on Columbus sometime now. 9 turnovers. Come back for a season opener. Same thing with 10. Maybe 11. If that ball is going to be taken away, a shot by Weezy. He's calling a blast. Kevin Weezy to steal around the 10 second line hole and scores. That ball is going to be called here in Clark Rasmussen. Rasmussen picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. There's a shot from the signs. Still good there by Weezy. Bailey Lear shot still good. She found the play. Well, that's going to be an offensive foul. That's going to be the Borchers. That's going to be her fourth shot. She's going to have to check out as well. Here comes Marika Spencer back into the ballgame. 33-31. He's saying Cecilia is out on top by 2 points. Jaden Taylor coming back into the ballgame now for Scotia Aggie. He'll check out. He's seeing St. Cecilia with the lead, 33-31 here in this one. There's a Cameron Kissinger on the top. Ramgren for three. Shot off the left side. Good. Rebound in the corner. Picked up by Lucy Schoke. Goes it alive out to Kissinger. She'll take a three. Her shot is going to be up there. It's good. It's off. A little jump stop there for the traveling violation. She knocked down a three. This was a waved off. 33-31 is the score. He's seeing St. 2 points. The Bailey Lear with it now. Bailey Lear, left side of the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, stops there. Kissinger right on her face defensively. Bailey Lear is trapped, and now we've got a timeout called. Another timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Stop in and see him at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. We'll have after this.
2 months after he got married, Ron was diagnosed with cancer.
Just because of the type of cancer I had directly affected the ability to have children.
This basically would eliminate any chances of having children naturally.
You know, we went from the joy of getting married and starting that part, and then poof, your perspective just completely flips.
And so when I found out I was pregnant that Saturday, it was just absolutely mind-boggling.
It was one of the best days of my life. Made me forget about all that bad stuff that had happened.
And I can't help but be incredibly proud because I never thought I'd have a chance to have a first Mother's Day or hold my baby.
It just makes the love stronger.
We are Ron and Kara Faber.
And our son Graham was born at Mary Lanning.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 30-31. Cecilia with 2 points. Spencer shot in the lane. No good. The ball is brought out of there by Lucy Skunk and the Hawkettes. There's a pass out on the near sideline. Tipped out of bounds by Kendra Weezy. Took the ball ahead here to Cameron Kissinger. And Weezy knocks the ball away. So he's got a 2 point. 3-31. 4 minutes and 20. Here in the fourth quarter from Scotus High School here tonight. Cameron Kissinger with the ball, feeds it out on top to Landgren. Over on the wing of the right side now to Gracie Daly as they work it into Skoke. Back out to Kissinger. Man-to-man defense to Skoke. On the right baseline to Skoke. Back outside, a three-pointer put up there. That's going to be no good by Landgren. Sir. Over Skoke's ball, trailing points 33-31. There's a Taylor with the ball. Taylor. Goes on the left side to a Kendra Weezy. And passing it to Wickham. Kicks it back out here. Feed hand with the ball. Back to the right wing. Taylor has got it. Lobs it into Spencer. Shot good.
Spencer scores. Now we're tied up at 33 points apiece. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go. She's still with the ball on her offensive end. Out here to Cameron Kissinger, top of the key. Now to Gracie Daly. Daly moves it to Landgren down the baseline. Entry pass is going to be spotted away from Asher, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on to Skotis. It's going to go on Shamrocks. And now the team foul bringing up at 7 apiece. The free throw will be Asher. He gets 15 points to ball. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Asher now with 17. 30 is the score. Asher seems to say he is. Out on top in the ball game. McKenna Asher will have one more shot. Is up there and runs off. No good. Rebound is loose and is brought down here by Tania Borders. 30-30. 3:15 to play here in this fourth quarter. Skonis is. They come out on top now to Behan. Behan moves it over on the left side. Now back up to the top of the. Borchers has got it down to a Wickham. Wickham holds on. She holds the ball. Now out to between the rings to a Jaden Taylor. Over to a Borchers. Borchers now to a Wickham. Over here on the right side, that's going to be Kendra Wheezy with the ball. Works it inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Feehan. The ball is brought down by a Lucy Scope. And now we're going to have a traveling violation here. Daly Gracie is called for the traveling violation. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play. AC St. Cecilia is out on top of this ballgame by a score of 34-33. Bailey Lear will inbound the ball here. Bailey gets it into Maggie Feehan. Now a long-range jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good by Wheezy. Offensive rebound, Taylor. Foul shot blocked down. Blocked down there by Lucy Skok. And the ball is taken down now by Gracie Daly. Gets it away now to Kissinger. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead, 34-33. Bounce pass inside to Asher. He was going to score, but had on the far sideline. Asher was going to score easily. Last came in. And just as Asher got the ball, was taking the shot, Greg calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play. We've got a Crozier Park Pharmacy timeout, 2:15 to play. St. Cecilia 34 and Columbus Scotus 33.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Parents, your job is hard. Helping your student find a college won't be your last parental duty. At Hastings College, we promise to say everything you would because we mentor students as if they're our own. Find us at hastings.edu.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play. 34-33. Hastings St. Cecilia is down on top. Hawkins have the ball. Bird is back to come to a seat now. Out to Lucy Stoke, drives the ball into the paint. Now we've got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. As Daly takes the ball out of the paint, Butcher is going to be hit with a personal foul. And that's going to be her fifth personal foul. Tania Borchers fouls out of the ball game now with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go. Borchers is going to leave with 4 points. All of those came in the first half of play. So now it's 34-33. AC St. Cecilia with a one-point advantage here in this one. Going to the free throw line for the Hawks is going to be Lucy Skok. 2 out of 2 from the line. Skok will have a there. Shot is up there. The shot is going to be off of the back iron, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Skokis. So the Shamrock top ball trailing by one. Now a Jupiter standing. For a season to ball. Dribbling inside. He's receiving Bailey. Now pass comes inside to Taylor. Now the ball's going to be ripped out of there by Asher. A turnover. That's going to be the turnover in the ball game now for Columbus St. Cecilia. Back with the ball on their offensive end with a one-point lead. 33 is the score. Kissinger comes across the top to Lexi Burton. Right now, to Lucy Oak, to Gracie. There's Kissinger with the ball. Two-handed pass goes over to Burton. A shot short. Rebound is loose. Big collision. Players hit the deck. 3-4. Got ball called down there. Possession arrow. So now it's going to be Columbus Jonas inbounding the ball here in backcourt. A minute and 9 seconds to play. Asking to the ball game. McKenna Asher will come to the bench for the Hawkettes. 34 is the score. Hastings Saints is a 1-point lead. Columbus Jonas has got the ball on the offensive end. Jaden Taylor works the ball inside down to Bailey Lear. Her shot is up there good. Lear has got 10 points in the ball game, 35-34. 1 minute to play here in the basketball game. Hastings Saints is sitting with the ball on their offensive end. There's Kissinger. Kicks it out here to Burton. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Gets around her defender. Her layup is no good. Rebound Stokes. Ball shot no good. Rebound Stokes. She's on the play. Stokes, a couple of offensive rebounds there. And she has found a play. Stokes, free throw line. She's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line far tonight. Stokes will try to knock out the advantage here in this one. The shot is up there. Shot good. That ties the score at 35 points apiece with 47.2 seconds to play. Lucy Stokes will try to give the Hawkins the advantage here in this one. Stokes got it up there. It's going to be good. Facing St. Cecilia now with a 36-35 advantage here on the road. 43 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Skonis with the ball. Bailey Lear has got a free throw line extended left side. Drives it against Burton. Takes it in the lane. The shot's going to be blocked down by Stokes and the foul is going to be called. Stokes got the block, but I think she also got the body too. That's going to be the fourth personal foul on Lucy Stokes. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Bailey Lear for the Shamrocks, and the shot is no good. They're 2 out of 3 more. 36-35 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. Rasmussen comes out. Here comes McKenna Asher back into the ballgame. 33 seconds to play, fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead. 36-35. Next one is up there. Good. And 33 seconds to play. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's Gracie Daly. Daly goes over on the left side. That's going to be Burton with the ball. Lucy Stokes. There's Daly top of the key. Out of Burton. Nice. Lucy Stokes pulling down the ball. Lucy out here in 3 point territory. Bounce pass goes inside to Asher. Drives it down the lane. Shot up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. McKenna Asher has been the savior for St. Cecilia. Here tonight, 7 game for Asher. She's 11 so far in the second half. Now 11 seconds to play. A freshman is at the free throw line. We're tied up at 36. A shot up there around the rim and around the rim again, and it goes down through the hole. Goes around the rim twice, and it goes through the hole. And St. Cecilia's got the lead, and now we got a timeout called here from this. Sotis calls the Crozier Park Pharmacy timeout. We'll take a break. 11 seconds to play. St. Cecilia 37 and Columbus Jonas 36.
It's time to spruce up your wardrobe at the Build Your Wardrobe event at Gary Michaels Clothiers. Select any suit, sport coat, or blazer and take 30% off regular prices. Choose from fine manufacturers like Jack Victor, Austin Reed, Calvin Klein, and more. We can fit slim, modern, or traditional with same-day tailoring available. Purchase any two dress shirts, receive a tie free. Gary Michaels Clothiers also has gift cards. Shop our ladies department for specialty items in Brighton. Build your wardrobe at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings Saints has got the advantage now over Columbus Scotus. The score is 37-36. McKenna Asher back to the free throw line here. Asher's got 18 points here in the ball game, leading the way in scoring so far. McKenna Asher will have one more shot here. This is a 1-point advantage here.
and Greg Behrens first as head coach. Next shot, good. Ashton hits a pair, 38-36 in the score. 10 seconds to play. Here comes Columbus. Scotus back with the ball on the screen. That's going to be Wheezy with the ball back out on top. The freehand shot for three, no good. Rebound, Gracie Daly. That's a ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to beat Columbus Scotus here tonight by a score of 38-36. And Asher hitting a couple of throws. With 11 seconds to go for Cecilia to a winner's basketball game, as Greg Barrett is a winner in his debut as the head coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Well, the basketball comes up high 18 points in the ball game, free throws with 11 seconds to play. And the Hawkettes, they beat Columbus Scotus tonight. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 38, Columbus Scotus 36. We'll come back with the totals right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the five-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Columbus, McKenna Asher, the hero for game number one of the season. He scores a game-high 19 points and hits a couple of throws with 11 seconds to play. And AC St. Cecilia escaping Columbus tonight with a two-point victory over Columbus Scotus, 38-36. Scotus had a 9-7 lead at the end of the first quarter. We were tied up at 17 at halftime, tied up at 27 after three, and the Hawkettes winning tonight by a score of 38-36 here in this ball game. McKenna Asher scores 19 points in the ball game. She was 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. Asher knocks down 1 3-pointer. She had 6 2-point field goals, and she's 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. Not bad for a freshman. And her debut here on the varsity level was 19. Lexi Burton had 12 points in the ball game tonight. Burton, she hit a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game, had 3 2-point field goals. She had 9 in the first half, got into some foul trouble in the second half, but she scores 12 points. Only two other girls scored tonight. Lucy Skoke hit 4 free throws in 5 attempts for 4 points, and Cameron Kissinger hit a 3-pointer for 3. For the Shamrocks of Columbus Scotus, it was Bailey Lear leading the way. She had 8 points. She had 4 field goals, and it was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Maria Spencer comes up with 9 points. She had 4 field goals, 1 of 2 from the line. Kendra Wheezy had a 3 and a 2, and she was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She scores 6. The other scorers, Shania Borcher, she ends up with 4 points, had a field goal. She was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 4. And E. Feehan, she had a couple of field goals for 4. And Jaden Taylor, she had a field goal, and she was 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. She ends up with 2 points in the ball game here tonight. So Hastings St. Cecilia with a very young basketball team, and they come on the road tonight, and they beat Columbus Scotus in their season opener by a score of 38-36. Again, it was McKenna Asher leading the way, 19 points at the opening free throws with 11 seconds to play as the Hawkins win their season opener here tonight over Columbus Scotus. So the Hawkins 1-0 in the season will take on another tough opponent on Saturday, Bishop Newman. That'll be a home ball game as Bishop Newman will be in town to take on Hastings St. Cecilia on Saturday. Tell you what, we're going to take a timeout here. When we come back, we're going to chat with Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher as the two-time defending Plan C2 state champions open up their season tonight with a game against Columbus Scotus, a team that is also ranked. They're ranked in the top 10 in classes C1. So a good ball game in the boys contest here tonight between the Shamrocks and the Hawkettes, or the Hawks, the Blue Hawks. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and talk with the coach as we continue on 1230 KHAS.